Okay, straight into the border disputes then. These were the first tests for the League of Nations in the early 1920s. The first of these was Vilna in 1920, a dispute between Poland and Lithuania. Poland effectively wanted to own the capital of Lithuania, which was Vilna, so they invaded. And the League of Nations were asked to try and sort out the problem. Now, Britain did not want to fall on the wrong side of Poland because they saw them as an important ally against Germany. So they didn't stand up to Poland, and as a result, the League failed to deal with this issue, and Poland kept Vilna, the capital of Lithuania, even though, of course, it wasn't really theirs to take. So that was a failure for the League straight off. Okay, then we have a success in Upper Silesia, 1921. It's an area of land on the border between Germany and Poland, and the League dealt with this one quite nicely. They organised a plebiscite, a vote for the people of the area, and they decided effectively to use democracy and self-determination to solve this dispute. And it fell quite nicely. The rural areas tended to vote for Poland and the industrial areas voted for Germany. And as a result, Upper Silesia was split peacefully between the two countries, Germany and Poland, and both sides accepted it. We had another success in 1921, the Åland Islands. This is a dispute between Sweden and Finland, both wanting control of the Åland Islands. And the League of Nations got involved, they looked at the evidence, and they ruled that the islands should go to Finland. And Sweden accepted the League's decision. They may not have been happy about it, but they accepted it. It was a good example of collective security in action. And then it all went wrong in 1923 over Corfu. The Italians' noses were out of joint because one of their generals, a man called Tellini, had been murdered, and they blamed the Greeks. They insisted the Greeks pay compensation, and the Greeks refused. So the League of Nations stepped in. Only after, though, the Italians had parked their ships off the coast of Corfu, the Greek island, and started bombarding it. Now, you could argue quite clearly here that Italy have been very aggressive, and perhaps they were in the wrong on this. And to start with, the League did tell Italy they were in the wrong, and they told Greece that they would hold on to any compensation and only give it to Italy if there was enough evidence to prove that the Greeks were responsible. However, Mussolini went and talked to lots of League members and did a lot of schmoozing behind the scenes and convinced them to change their minds. And by the end of this, the League actually ruled that Greece was in the wrong and Greece should pay compensation, and Italy effectively had done nothing wrong by parking its ships off the coast of Corfu and shelling the people of Corfu. A clear example of the League being weak in dealing with council members and larger countries. This is a theme that we're going to come back to again. Thank you.